This is Ask the Expert with Ian Grant on News Talk 1010.
This is Ask the Expert on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010. I'm Ian Grant, and this are my co-hosts, the CEO of the Ontario Real Estate Association, Tim Hudak. As I mentioned before the break, we're now joined by a realtor who has a pretty distinct niche within the real estate market. Not only does he specialize in buying and selling traditional homes, but also wheel-friendly homes. Jeffrey Kerr from AccessibleHomeFinder.com on the line. Jeffrey, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So tell us a bit more about you and the multitude of areas that you're involved in.
My specialty is barrier-free real estate. I help clients with mobility challenges find homes that meet their needs. You know, that ranges from families with children with disabilities, older adults. I also do a lot of work with clients who have been in motor vehicle accidents, and suddenly their life changes and they can't go back to their pre-accident home.
I had a chance, Ian, to meet Jeffrey. He works out of REMAX Unique Brokerage in Midtown Toronto. Mm-hmm. And I read about Jeffrey because there's a great feature about 3 months ago in REM magazine. And it talked about what motivated Jeffrey to help out people with disabilities. It talked about his expertise. Well, I really got to meet this guy. I had done some work in my previous life in politics on making sure that, you know, we had the latest technology for people with disabilities because our system is outdated and we relegate people to outdated wheelchairs. So it really caught my eye and my heart, too. And I was impressed when we got together at REMAX Unique. So, Jeffrey, I want you to tell us a little bit, too, about your backstory. So what motivated you to get into this niche in the real estate market?
I started out building houses. I got my real estate license to sell the houses I was building. But what really got me motivated in this specialty is my aunt and uncle bought a condo from plans. This is well before I was in the real estate business. It was supposed to be wheelchair accessible. Aunt had MS, and so she was in a wheelchair my whole life. 3 years later, when the condo was ready, I was with my aunt when she rolled through the front door. My uncle had passed on. You know, within a minute of being in that condo, my aunt knew that it was not suitable for her. She couldn't live there independently. So she actually handed me the keys and says, "Jeff, you've got to sell this condo." It was actually through selling that condo, I realized there was no one in the GTA helping clients with disabilities or mobility challenges find and sell real estate.
Jeffrey, I guess when it comes to wheel-friendly properties, then you must be aware of a lot of areas that most of us just wouldn't consider when we're looking at a property.
There are so many nuances. Take a condominium building, for instance. A lot of my clients drive, but they can't necessarily reach out of the window to swipe a pass card to get into a parking garage. No. So they need a push button.
Yeah.
You look at carpeting in the hallways of condo buildings. Wheels on carpet cause friction. So if it's thicker carpet, it's harder to roll the wheels. Automatic door openers. There's a lot of nuances that I look for when I'm out looking for clients.
I remember when we met and you told me that really motivating story about your aunt with MS, and she was a widow and the place was not what they expected it to be. I imagine a lot of people in this situation, or if there's a tragic car accident, by the grace of God, go all of us, right? They must face a choice between whether to renovate or move. And how do you go about advising clients on what the better choice is for them?
A lot of my clients, Tim, to use a phrase you'll appreciate, they wrestle with the decision to modify or move. I always tell my clients, if you love where you live, modify your home. As long as it can be done professionally, you'll get your money back out. Again, it's expensive to move, so I really encourage people to stay in their homes as long as they want to, so that they can live in their homes on their own terms. But I realize that not every home is suitable to modify, and not everybody should stay in their home. There's older adults, there's the question of socialization and being around people. There's a lot of benefits to that. So it's a discussion that happens. I always try to involve family members, if there's some immediate family members, an occupational therapist. Again, it's a topic that I get asked over and over again. I get asked to come in and say, okay, should I modify or should I move? And
Jeffrey, I imagine you're asked a lot, too, if there's any assistance, because that's expensive to modify the home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your livelihood may be wiped out because of a tragedy. So what kind of advice do you give clients in terms of assistance to help in modifying their home?
So there are some funding sources, in particular the March of Dimes has a home and vehicle modification program. Easter Seals has a program. President's Choice Financial. There are some programs. These don't provide a lot of money, but they do provide enough to sort of get a bathroom modified or a vehicle modified. So it helps the family or the individual out.
We're speaking with Jeffrey Kerr from AccessibleHomeFinder.com. And as Tim mentioned off the top of the segment, you're also the author of the book Barrier-Free Real Estate, Achieving Freedom at Home. Jeffrey, are builders getting better at understanding the needs of mobility-challenged customers?
They are. It is a bit of a slow process, but very soon, and I'm very excited about this, I'll be announcing the details of a GTA builder who will be offering barrier-free condos for sale. And this has been a long time coming. You know, circle back to my, you know, I told you about the story about my aunt. That was back in 2004. I'm not aware of any other builder who's really marketing homes for accessibility.
Interesting. And I know you can't give us all the details. Maybe we'll have you back on when you can, Jeffrey. But so if I were to walk into one of those barrier-free condos that you've been, that you know a builder is about to put onto the marketplace, how will that look different when I walk through that threshold?
There's going to be the option to have an automatic door opener into your suite. There's going to be turning radius. So if you just imagine if you're in a seated position and you need to navigate around your home in a wheelchair, so there'll be a turning radius so you can maneuver around. The washroom will be the key factor, to have nice spacious washrooms with a roll-in shower that doesn't have any threshold to get in, and then a roll-out balcony door. How many condos have that threshold to get out onto the balcony? These units will have a roll-out door that you can roll right out onto the balcony.
Jeffrey, how do you stay current with the needs of your clients?
I do a lot of trade shows, a lot of events. I'm constantly networking. I'm always educating myself on what's out there and who's doing what.
Jeffrey, if a listener wants to get in touch, find out more information, how do they go about that?
Yeah, you can call me through the brokerage at RE/MAX Unique, or you can call me directly, 416-424-2222. Or my website, AccessibleHomeFinder.com.
Outstanding, Jeffrey. Great talking to you again. Thank you for the work that you're doing to make us a better province and a better city. Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next, listen to this. Ian, Sean Cooper, our next guest, he bought his first house at 27, and he paid off his mortgage by 30.
Amazing.
He wants to be a millionaire by the age of 35. He's also a commentator on the challenge millennials face in our marketplace. Stick around. He's on Ask the Expert next.